Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Wow. Stereo.
Three-part harmony here, my friend.
Y'all don't even know anything about that.
Good. All right. It is a Saturday morning. You are in the garage. Now, ordinarily, you'd be in the garage with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski from Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And, well, actually, you are in the garage with him, but we got Robbie.
We got Robbie.
Robbie.
Good morning.
The Ford guy.
The Ford guy. We argued about Ford stuff in Tennessee this whole week. We just got back from Tennessee. We had our conference.
Yeah.
And it's not annual. It's like quarterly. But this is the annual, the big one.
Okay.
Yeah. So with Aaron Stokes and Shop Fix Academy. So if you're a shop out there, a technician, ever wants to own your own shop, this is not a better place in the world to be.
Yep.
And we were there the whole time, and we're sitting there arguing about Fords and Chevys. And somebody was walking, "Do they always do that?" And Megan was just like, "Come on. Just come on."
Right.
And Megan was able to do a presentation. That was really good.
Great. Whoa, yep. Wait a minute. Don't drive right by that one. All right. So Megan, who is the real power behind Certified Auto Repair, gave a presentation.
God bless her.
Wow. Tell me about this.
So she hasn't done it since like just after college, but she had, you know, she figured her own way. A lot of times when you're starting a business out and you really start to get going,
sure,
you need a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's not just you go there, you make money. You know, you need accountants, bookkeepers, employees. And so some of that stuff at the beginning, when it's most important, right? Because if you mess up your books, the IRS comes knocking on your door. But she found a way that is bulletproof for accounting, and she doesn't have an accountant background. So our coach, which is who we have, somebody who helps us, he owned a bunch of shops and has been very successful, and he's also – I don't know, like, I guess it's a life partner. He just helps in every way. He's just super experienced. A lot of good people like that. And he just said, "Hey, Megan, I want you to do this presentation in a couple weeks." She's like, What? She's panicking. She doesn't like speaking in front of people. But it was because she figured out a real life way.
Right.
And most of these shop owners are mom and pops. It's not Firestone owners.
Right.
It's not people that have millions and millions of dollars that can. So you got to make real life ways to figure things out, to keep the IRS off your back, to make sure the money's right and everything is good and all the records are good. And she killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Killed
great.
It. I didn't like the whistles when she got up.
Yeah.
That was weird.
We were getting a little upset about that.
Because we can't have our gun
you're
in Tennessee.
Serious.
Yeah. I mean, I think people didn't. I don't. Maybe it was just because, you know, when big people get up, like we had Greg Sands and Aaron Stokes, and they get up, and Dave Ramsey, and he was a guest speaker. Yeah, Dave Ramsey, that guy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So they were kind of whistling too. So maybe they were just excited. But
yeah.
Me and Robbie were reaching for our guns that we didn't have.
We didn't have.
Just kidding.
All right. Well,
so it was a great trip, though.
We're going to talk a little bit about that because I mentioned that during the week that you were out of town.
Cool.
At Shop Fix Academy, and it's something that it allows you guys really to take Certified Auto Repair to an entirely different level. And while it's beneficial for sure to the business end, it's really beneficial to those of us who are customers, because it's a whole new level of integrity and honesty and fairness and responsibility.
We're trying to change the entire world not just, the, I mean, literally, because it's raising people up.
Yeah.
And he wants you giving back and helping back with the community. He wants little Stans and Robbies and Jeffs
right.
all across the country and the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what Aaron's vision is. Mm-hmm. And he's not this big. He's pretty sure it's hard to believe he could even do. He's a very smart, yeah. very productive guy, but he always says like he can't do it by himself. Okay. Could not do it without God. That's God driven. It's 100% when obvious when you're there.
Yeah.
And see the amount of change in people's lives. So yeah, he's trying to change the world. And like
right.
you said,
right.
the better we are, and the better we treat our customers and get That's better right. deals on parts and better warranties, the more comfortable people are going to come and bring their cars. So it's better overall.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as we head through the morning. And you mentioned little Stans. I mean, Stans down, I don't know, 100 pounds or something since you started Weight Loss RVA. We're going to talk a little bit about that, though. And now, Robbie was not here last week for the trivia Robbie. Question. And Robbie, I've got to be honest with you. It's the same trivia question this week as it was last week. And why is that? That's right. Because nobody got it right. But more importantly, because your friend Jeff is lazy and just thought, you know what? I'm just sticking with the same doggone question for this week. All right. So I'm going to ask you now. Did you figure it out? You did figure it out by the end of the show, I think, Stan.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. So.
Blue Bonnet ice cream or something. Just think Blue Bonnet.
Sort of. There's no B under the bonnet. Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there, but since then, you're more likely to find F and A. Explain.
That's the quick trivia question.
Yeah, that's a timed essay, and you'll be getting your little blue books in just a couple of moments.
You pull okay. the, I got it. You pull okay. the bonnet cover, it doesn't open, and you say F and A.
Yeah. It's
F and
probably on a Chevrolet because it doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. There's no B.
Is that right? I'll get my prize pack.
We'll hear what that prize pack is. It's a pretty good one. There's no B under the bonnet. Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there, but since then, you're more likely to find F and A. All right. So that's the trivia question, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It's been sticking around since last week.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, if nobody answers it this week, going to be here next week.
Jeff is not giving up.
I need a nap.
This month's trivia.
That's month. Right. Your yeah. August trivia brought to you by Stan Andrewski. That's right.
Yeah, so we're going to do a oil change from I'm going to put another. I think I'm going to add like a we're going to do a full synthetic or blend or whatever oil you want. Oil change. We're going to do a certified. We're getting limited on the hats, the truck hats. So we're going to do a certified hat, and then we're also going to do we ought to do like a rotate and balance.
Okay.
Yeah, if you need it.
Yeah.
All right. You know, if you need it. So if you come in there and your tires need, I mean, we're going to tell you if it needs a rotate anyway, but it'll be on us if it does. So,
all right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. So 833-804-1140. If you do want to venture a guess at the trivia question, it's a pretty good prize package this week. If you've got car questions, make no mistake. Stan has got the answers. Robbie's got the answers. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Both of these guys are wearing these nifty red shirts that say Woo. For the City Heights Church. Now, I had a chance to speak with your buddy, Pastor Josh, the other day, who was talking all about it, man. He had some great stuff to say. You guys, after the show, if I understand correctly, are actually headed back over to Certified Auto Repair. Now, that's you're not usually open on Saturday, so what gives?
Robbie, you want me to talk about it? You want to?
Yeah, we're doing the RVA week at the shop. We're doing oil changes for single mothers.
Fresh start.
Wow.
Yep. It is fresh start.
So it's all... You know, through the church, they've set up, found the people that needs a little bit of help. So we've got the guys there, got oil changes ready. So it's going to be a good day.
We're checking the cars over as well for safety stuff. And also, Pastor Josh's father-in-law is going to be there with Trevor. They're going to be doing a little bit of stuff. And we're also going to be washing the cars down. And that's from Advance, Ryan at Advance.
Okay.
Call him yesterday. I'm like, in between airports. I'm like, hey, man, can you get us some car wash stuff? And he goes, done.
Wow.
I mean, literally, done. And I said, just bill us. No, done. And, they're having trouble like a lot of people. Advance and all these parts stores, they're trying their best to keep. But, I know that they probably had other things to do than to sit there and run around to different stores and pull 20 car wash kits so we can wash these cars for these ladies. But phenomenal. I mean, we just say thank you again to Advance Auto and Ryan over there. We could not do this without you guys. I mean, we are trying to change the industry and change the world, and Ryan has our back the entire way. It's unbelievable.
I love it.
We really appreciate you, Ryan, in Advance Auto Parts.
I love it. All right, so we're going to get to some questions, obviously. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, we do want to talk a little bit about state inspections as well, because I know that it's one of those necessary evils, and depending on which side of the equation that you are, you're going to think it's more necessary than evil or more evil than necessary, but the reality is that having somebody who knows what they're looking for, taking a look at that car, making sure that it is suitable to get out there on the road is very, very important. And so we're going to address that in a couple of moments. 833-804-1140. I've got some questions, of course, that have come in through the week via the Facebook page In the Garage with Stan Andruski and now Jeff Katz. They slapped my name right up on there, Robbie. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, I mean, it should be.
Well, I don't know about that, but they did. Nobody asked, by the way. I'm not complaining, but it's nice. But, you know, what are you going to do? And what was the other thing we were going to talk about? You remember?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. It's two of us. I want to remind everybody where Certified Auto Repair is located, though. We have a guest this week, so he gets the answer.
Yes.
If you're coming off of Staples Mill, you are going to turn at Hermitage right near the Blue Store, which is called?
Lytle.
Wow, Lytle for the win. All right, Lytle. It
just goes to show.
It does.
It just goes to show. I mean, he likes
potato,
a Ford, and he can't even say the name of a store right.
I mean, I use the right tools, too, you know.
Don't wait, go there.
Wait, I'm just saying.
Is this a Matco versus Snap-on debate?
There's no such debate anymore.
Snap-on superior, and then you have
Trust me Matco. When I tell you, I will bet everything I own that there's nothing better that Snap-on does other than scanners. Right now, and they're not made by them. It's made by Tektronix. Tektronix is owned by Matco, so stop it. Anyway, keep going. Chuck, do you know what I'm talking about?
All right.
This is every day, all day.
Wow. All right, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We're going to talk a little bit about inspections in just a moment. What is required, what's not required? Is there any way to sort of cut some corners, you know, because you got a friend and this and that. We'll
Stuff's
talk
getting
about
more expensive. And,
exactly.
You know,
exactly. Plus, we got this trivia question, I'm telling you, and I don't mean to threaten anybody. If you don't get it right this week, though, you're going to hear it again next week.
That's part of the problem already. You always tell people wrong, and they're afraid to call in.
I'll tell you that you're right. Even if you're wrong.
Macro Rock, Snap-on kick trucks.
There's no
respect your elder, Snap-on's older.
It's no B under the bonnet, gentlemen. Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there, but since then you're more likely to find F and A. Explain. All right, you are in the garage. Robbie the Ford guy, Stan the Chevy guy, and Jeff.
Cats.
I'm just here.
Right the in the
man.
The referee.
That's right. And you are in ding, the ding. Garage Saturday morning, News Radio WRVA. It is a Saturday morning. You are in the garage. No doubt about that. We've got car answers for your car questions. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We're going to talk about inspections in just a moment, Stan, because I want to get your perspective on a couple of things. And we've still got car trivia. We've got car trivia every single week. And I don't mean to torture anybody, but this is the question. And unless you get it right, we're not moving on. There's no B under the bonnet.
Hood.
Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there, but since then, you're more likely to find F and A. Explain. All right, now Dale has got an 09 Lexus, and a couple of questions about that. Dale, you're in the garage. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Got a question. I own a 09 Lexus ES350. I acquired it a year and a half ago. Bought it from my old lady. She had 40,000 miles on it, all the service records. I've been maintaining it, but I'm questioning whether I need to change the spark plugs and wires. That car did, I believe, say that 10 years and 100,000 miles, you should change the plugs, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, how many miles are on it
no
now?
No symptoms.
No, yeah, how many miles are on it?
Roughly 53,000.
Hmm.
Robbie?
On an 09.
I would say yes because of the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Iridiums are, and it's probably not going to have any plugs, probably going to just have, 09 should have coils. It should be straight up,
it's
straight coils.
No wires, yeah.
So what you would do is there's two ways of looking at this, right? You have an Iridium plug, which literally can last 150,000 miles.
Okay.
They literally could. They recommend them at 100 because they could start causing emissions issues and catalytic converter issues. But when you put in an 09, it starts changing things. Like the age will change. It's not just the mileage. The other thing is more so really the coil boots than even the plugs, because they're going to start breaking down soon. And when they do, you may as well do the plugs too. So the coil boots are not that much more expensive usually on those cars.
Gotcha.
And you would do the coil boots instead of spark plug wires. They're the rubber part. Mm-hmm. They should come off on that year and put new coil boots on. But, you know, or you could look at it the other way, which Iridium plugs can go for a long time. And if you only drive locally, you know, you may start getting some misfires, and you can just take it to your shop then as long as you're right on it. But if you go on a trip somewhere or you're in North Carolina or you're just driving somewhere far away, now you're looking at possibly a tow and an inconvenience. So it is a gamble. I have seen 2009 still go to 200,000 or 120, 150,000 miles on Iridium plugs. 09 still could have been a platinum too, which is only about 100. So you're right in the middle. It's a hard decision because the age can affect it.
Gotcha.
We have seen the age affected over the mileage. So I wish I could answer better. It's better to go ahead and do it if you can budget to do it. I wouldn't say just go if you're having trouble with your bills. I wouldn't make it a priority. I would make it a save up, you know, if you didn't budget, and then get it done when you can.
So, gotcha.
And you said again, change the what?
Should be the spark plugs and the coil boots, and you want to make sure you go to a shop that recommends that replaces the same thing that car came with. You don't want to put, if it came with an Iridium, you don't want to put, at that mileage, that car is going to be around for a long time, you don't want to put a platinum plug in it. You know, if you had 200,000 miles, sometimes Iridiums are getting so expensive that sometimes people at 200,000 miles are like, well, this is my second go around. Right. I'm going to put can I put a double platinum? You can. They're cheaper. They're going to go another 60 to 80, maybe 100. But Iridiums definitely can go. I've seen them go 150,000 miles. And that's probably what it has in it.
And stick to the OE brand. Right.
Yes, OE brand. Whatever comes out, that's what you want in it. Probably a Denso or a
Denso,
NGK and NGK in that truck. That's what you want. Don't let them put an Autolite in there.
No.
Not trying to down them. Just you want to stick with it, with the factory plug.
All right. Sound good, Dale? All right. Well, thank you, my friend. Let's go to David, who's out in Sandston. Hey, David, you're in the garage. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, David.
Hey, I caught the tail end of something you got going on with the oil change.
Okay. You should change your oil.
Right.
So today is we're doing something from Heights Church for Heights Church Day for all the Fresh Start ladies. It was something that's pre-set up to try to help Fresh Starters, ladies that have had a hard time, something bad has happened or drastic in their lives. A lot of them are single moms, and so there's a nonprofit called Fresh Start that helps out women. We're going to have all their cars that certified today, and we're going to be doing oil changes, checking for any safety related, fixing any safety related issues for them, and washing their cars. Just trying to give them a good time. Yep.
Yes, I don't qualify since I'm not a woman.
But you could win the trivia question. You can call back in and answer the trivia question, get a free oil change.
Have you got a clue on this trivia question, David? That's the question.
No, I do not.
Really?
It is definitely a tough one.
Oh,
see, Jeff, need more clues. A bonnet's a hood. I think you're messing people up with the bonnet.
Well, I mean, this is part of trivia. You've got to, right, David. But perhaps you're correct. A bonnet is a hood in certain countries, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. So there's no B under the bonnet. Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there. But since then, you're more likely to find F and A.
Rob, you have a clue?
Under the bonnet.
I thought I found it last week, but I don't remember what my
answer was. I'm thinking E and C has something to do with extra cargo. I don't know.
This is what happens when Robbie wears his bonnet to the show. All right, let's get to Stephen Waverly. Steve's got a question about Ford, so Stan, a good time for you to take a lap around the building, get
Steve,
some fresh coffee. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, my question is, I have a 2015 Ford Fiesta, and I've had this problem pretty much from the beginning. The dealership thought they fixed it, but I don't think they tried. When you first fire up the air conditioning in it, it doesn't work. And if you keep messing with the blend doors, eventually it'll changing it from, you know, whatever to floor to the windshield, stuff like that. It'll eventually finally get cold and it'll freeze you out for a while, and then it starts going away again.
So Steve,
I was curious if it's just the blend doors or.
Okay, so Steve, there's two different things here. The blend doors will go from hot to cold, but the other doors are the position doors or they're mode doors. So If you're messing with the mode doors, it makes absolutely no sense that it would, as long as air's blowing, that it would change the temperature. But the blend doors certainly...
Yeah, you can hear the clicking when it's like one of the actuators or whatever it's called.
So they have Ford has a lot of problems with the doors and the actuator. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it probably is. The actuator, if you're hearing it click, 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 there's plastic gears in those little actuators. Some of them are very easy to get to. Some of them you have to pull the entire dash and your car don't even look the same anymore.
What did the dealer do to it?
What did the dealer do? Yeah, it's a good question, Robert.
I don't think he did anything. I was right close to my 35,000 miles, and I took it in, and it seemed like it worked for like a day, and then a day later I heard it clicking again. So I think they didn't do anything, and then they went over my mileage and they wouldn't touch it.
Well, I'm just wondering if they replaced the actuator, but the actual door is broken up in there. Or the actuator could have, the new one could have broken.
Or it's a strategy
problem.
Yeah,
it could have. I know everything, like I said.
Clicking?
One actuator does work with all the, you know, sends it all the directions. But the other one, you can hear it clicking. And once it clicks for a while, then it'll start working. And then after that, it'll stop again.
So Rob, what can we do for him? If you want to bring him by the shop,
thinking one of two things. One, if they put an actuator in it, it could have gone bad again.
Yeah.
Or the strategy or the control module has a problem and it's overworking.
Yeah, so
like
that could be
not finding the right spot.
Could
so
be
it keeps rolling around.
Could be reprogrammed or a new module. But mm-hmm. the thing to do is to bring it in. Let us check it out. If you feel comfortable with Certified, which everybody should, but if you want or a reputable shop, right? That's what I would do.
All right. Well, good advice there. We are going to talk a little bit about state inspections in just a moment and what really goes into them and do we need everything that's in there and what happens if you don't pass. We'll talk about it because we are in the garage. It is Saturday morning. Stan and Robbie from Certified Auto Repair. You are in the garage. It is three-part harmony. This is pretty cool.
I think I'm going to want some Top Gun on here.
Yeah?
See if Adam can put, like, at the next break. I'm going to put something on him. Well, he has to have cartoons ready. Danger Zone. Adam, can we get Danger Zone?
All right.
Now, like, Highway to the Danger Zone?
Absolutely.
Is that in the new movie?
Yes, they played. Yeah, they have. Okay. Yeah, Kenny Loggins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a new one.
All right. Because I haven't seen the new one yet.
Yeah, it's you watched the regular one yesterday.
Yeah, I watched Top Gun on the flight back. It was pretty cool.
New one's perfect.
See, I am always concerned about watching movies that involve airplanes on an airplane.
No, those are bad airplanes. They don't ever crash.
Oh,
well, Goose did.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I didn't want to goose you on that one. But,
man, I was going to say it was kind of like flying with Tom Cruise, and then I remember Goose. I'm like, ugh.
And then we did have some bad weather, even though our Delta pilots were on point. Let me tell you what. They put it down. Both of those planes, they were big planes, and they put them down like you didn't even know. They did good.
Yeah.
But on the way in, there was some stuff shaking.
Oh, boy.
I looked over Robbie. He was... Where's my parachute?
I don't understand that. I don't need a seatbelt. I don't need a seat that floats. I need something that's going to catch me when we fall out.
Well, who are you, like D.B. Cooper? I mean, are you parachuting out over Seattle with 50
grand?
Well,
I mean, if
the plane's
going
down, it kind of does make sense just to open all the exit doors and just jump. I mean, as soon as you get below 10,000 feet, let people start jumping.
Yeah.
You got parachutes on your back. You put one of them on instead of a stupid life raft.
I don't need a seatbelt. I'll see what happens when you're strapped to an airplane.
If you go in the water, you don't need any of that stuff because either you have Sully, who can land it in the water, or you die. Sorry.
This is taking a real depressing tone, hasn't it? All right, let's get back to something happy, shall we? Like state inspections on your vehicles. We're going to get to that in a second. I want to remind everybody, though, Stan, of course, has been doing this great weight loss RVA program now for only a couple of weeks, and you're down a boatload of weight. I'm just going to tell you right now. And before I even get into that, you had during this week that you were gone, I am willing to bet that there were people who hadn't seen you in a couple of months.
Yes.
Who probably said, boy, do you look better, right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it in my face because I want I have a big head. But really, you do, as you get older, you get a lot of weight in your face. And like, I thought that would be the first thing. It's not. My stomach and shorts. We were in security yesterday, and I pulled my belt off, and it was almost not good. And I'm like, Megan's like, you have to get new pants. I was like, these are my new shorts. So this is the only setback. Literally, you do melt, and you know they tell you that it burns fat that you might have had since you were a kid.
Yeah.
So literally, I'm starting to see abs and stuff I haven't had since I was 20, 24.
Yeah.
And so Megan gets to see me better than she's probably ever seen me, and. Not just that, just how you feel.
Yep.
And I always wanted, one of the big things for me was learning how to eat right. You know, what should I be eating? And what? And when I first started eating some of the vegetables, I was like, oh, this is terrible. But now you kind of develop a taste for them. You start craving them like you do the Klondike bars and all of this other stuff that really doesn't have any kind of nutritional value for you. So, but it's been amazing for just the way you feel. They've walked me through all kinds of personal stuff. And once they show you how to do it and what to do, then it just becomes a little bit of discipline.
Yeah.
But honestly, you see results so quick. All you got to do is look on a scale every day or look in a mirror and you'll see it yourself even. That's how quick it happens. And you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're in a medium shirt and he still looks like he's wearing his dad's shirt. Like,
that's a
before it used to be a medium. 28
pounds. Oh, it looks like a dress.
Lisa's down what, like 60 at this point?
Yeah, and you know,
she does
like 10, then she'll go on maintenance, let herself budget to buy some new clothes because she's bought clothes like 6 times now. So, she'll do 10 pounds. I think she's like 60 or 65 pounds. And then she'll literally maintain for a little while.
Yep.
And then go down another 10. And she's not any, she already reached her goal, but now she made another goal of, we'll just do 100 pounds.
Jeez.
And she literally, if she just wanted to keep going and had money to go buy new clothes every other week, then she could lose it endlessly.
Right. Well, give everybody the phone number because we want them visiting Weight Loss RBA. Now, the website is weightlossrba.com, weightlossrba.com, but the phone number
is 804-877-8290, 804-877-8290. I think we'll probably put it up on the Facebook, on our In the Garage page as well.
Okay.
I'm probably going to post it there because I know we have our sponsors up there, but we don't have them.
Yeah.
We don't have the numbers for all of them, I don't believe yet. So I could have PJ will do that for
us. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. We got a couple of questions here. We are going to talk about the inspections. Let's get to Mike first because this is an important one. This is about transmissions. Mike is out in Williamsburg. Good morning, Mike. You're in the garage.
Morning, Mike.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a 2013 Hyundai Genesis with 90,000 miles on it. And I was looking through the owner's manual and realized they recommended a transmission fluid change at 60. And when I talked to my Hyundai dealer, they told me, well, since I didn't change it at 60, I should just leave it in indefinitely.
Worst advice they could ever give
you. Your opinion on that.
Yeah. Mike, that's the worst advice that they could ever give you. And I would never go back to that dealer.
Wow.
I'm struggling. Okay. I mean, that's how important it is because that transmission's $8,000 or $10,000. It does absolutely, and that's not fair for them to do that to you. That's how adamant I am about this. And it just upsets me because of the myths, right? That's why we started this show. And the owner's manuals are even getting to the point where the sales teams are starting to do it instead of the engineers. That's been that way for 20 years.
Right.
So every 30 to 60, you should do it. If that transmission was going bad, it's going to go bad whether you flush it or not. There's no, it's not going to change anything by flushing. If anything, you're going to give yourself a chance. So what they're saying is, okay, so you have a half a cup, you take a half a cup of dirty water or and you change it and get rid of all of the dirty water, right? So now you have nice, clean, everything, every ounce of fluid, especially with the BG machine, is you get all brand new fluid.
Right.
I mean, literally, we have a machine that shows a glass that shows it going from black to red. I mean, bright red, fluorescent red, like it should be. And I disagree 100% with them, Mike, and we've saved thousands and thousands of transmissions, and my truck's got 250 on it with the original transmission, and when you do it every 30 to 60,000 miles, especially if it has a pan and a filter, you want to do that in between. So if you do 130, you would do one at 30, do the flush at 60. And I do them both every single time because I own a shop. I have a little bit of a better deal, but absolutely would not do that. And if you're looking for a place, we do it with BG, and you're under 100,000 miles, he's probably still within a warranty for BG, isn't he? How many miles did you say you had again, Mike?
90.
So just past
80 or 85.
Yeah, 75. So if you had just done it, you know, even back then, but I would, if it's my transmission, I'm doing it tomorrow.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go, Mike. Find yourself a good shop. And,
don't buy that stuff out. Yeah, that's old wives' tales.
That's craziness right there. All right. Fred's in Lakeside. I got a question about his RAV4. Then you got to fill us in on state inspection, Stan. Fred, good morning. You're in the garage.
Hey, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show.
What's up?
So I guess you got to do what's up. But anyway, no up. Sorry, going back away.
I love it, though. I miss it.
What's your question, my friend?
I got a 2017 RAV4.
Okay.
And I'm looking to boost the performance. You know, it's a great car. Basically, it's my disposable. I figure I'm going to drive it till the wheels fall off, and then it ain't no good, and I'll just throw it away.
Sure.
But anyway, totally dependable, but I want to improve the performance. I was doing that Google thing, and found this like chip that's supposed to go in some kind of USB port that's supposed to improve performance by as much as 5 miles per hour. I don't know if that's a big a deal, but wanted to get your opinion, Mr. Andruski and Mr. Katz, on probably Mr. Andruski versus Mr. Katz, because you can just sit there and comment. But anyway.
And Bobby's here. So let me just start with most of those chip manufacturer companies do indeed give you performance gains. As long as you've kept the car, you know, I don't know if you told me the mileage on it, but as long as you've kept the car, you know, pretty well maintained, oil changed, you're going to feel some performance gains. You can also get a K&N filter for it, which people always ignore. It's one of the best things. K&N air filter is one of the best things you can get. You get a fuel injection service.
You're saying it's a what filter? I'm on my phone and I can't understand what you're saying. What is it?
And I'm going 1,000 miles an hour. Robbie just reminded me again. It's a K&N performance air filter. They make them for just about every car.
K outside. Like as in kilo, N as in nitro, right?
Yes. K&N. You get you an air filter. You could probably do that yourself. And then you could put the chip or the, you know, just follow the directions and go through it. But, you know, there's a bunch of companies out there. I wouldn't necessarily go with the cheapest one, but I'd go with the one that had proven performance with a bunch of good reviews for that car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a $90 deal. But I thought, what the heck? I mean, you know, if I can boost up performance and make everything better, then I got like 110,000 miles on it. So,
RAV4.
It's been a great ride, but.
Tune up, induction service, all that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could definitely do an induction. Yeah, the induction service would do a lot too. That would be something else when you do the K&N filter that you could get done. I mean, Certified does it, but you want to find somewhere that has a BG fuel injection or induction service. That would help at the beginning. And then the K&N filter, and then put that chip in there, and you probably get some horsepower out of it.
All right.
Woo!
Now, Fred, I mean, I don't want to be nasty here. You did kick me in the shins on the way to Stan, but did you want my advice on how you could boost the performance on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And listen, Jeff, I listen to your show every afternoon. Oh, I love you guys. So I'm an early morning riser. I've called in a couple times. I can understand. So
awesome.
give me your advice because it is relished.
Yeah. Well, I would sell the RAV4 and buy yourself an Acura MDX.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Oh, Ryan is rolling the sage.
Right?
Oh, thank you. Kick me back at the shins.
Fred, thank you for
stopping
by the garage.
Bulletproof Yoda.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I have a feeling nobody's getting this trivia question, and I don't have the heart to keep it till next week.
No.
So I'll give you the answer in a couple of moments.
Okay.
But first, you got to tell us about state inspections. Because, look, this is a difficult situation. A lot of us, not necessarily fans of big, overly intrusive government, right? But that state inspection, man, it's making sure we got good cars on the road and bad cars are not. Tell us what goes into it. And I'm going to go out on a limb here that you have probably had to tell somebody, look, your car's not going to pass inspection, and they give you like the sad puppy dog face, like, oh, come on, now can't you help me? Because there's nothing to do, right?
Well, yeah, and in the old days, I think that they just had guys or people that were just like, I don't know, not care about doing it and just give them, I don't know. But inspection stickers are not anything to kind of joke about, right?
Right.
I'm as big as anybody about don't come down on me, leave me alone, don't tread on me, all this stuff, because I just believe in personal freedoms. I believe we're better. However, state inspections have made a big difference. I was not an advocate to take away from, because people are like, I don't want this to bother me. But the truth is, it gives us a chance to make sure you're not going to die every year.
Yeah.
Literally. And in Virginia, I don't know why, and I'm not bashing my state, you guys are horrible about getting your cars checked up on because you never think you need anything.
Right.
It takes more than just buying a car. And my dad used to say you have to pay to ride, whether it's a bus, a train, you have to pay to maintain your vehicle.
That's right.
Like, this should not be a shock. We do the show every week, and we're in a business where there's a shop on every corner. They don't stay in business for no reason. And they don't stay in business by screwing people, so to speak, most of them.
Right.
So what you have to understand is that it's not, we have to follow this book that's about as thick as an old phone book.
Okay.
And we have to follow it to a T. We don't have any, and like there are some things that come down, like a crack on a windshield comes down to a call. You don't take a measurement device out, but we don't have a lot of say-so.
That's right.
So when you bring it in and say, hey, go easy on me, just understand, if go easy, does that mean you really don't want to know what's wrong with your car?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to think about the other side.
That's right.
Don't just think about your back pocket, because that's why we do our digital vehicle inspections every time your car comes in. Because our regular customers don't normally get surprised at state inspection.
That's right.
We've already found the stuff on their last oil change.
That's exactly right.
Sometimes they do, but most of our customers that are on our program realize they don't worry, because they come in like, oh, we checked it. They come in, and half the time, they're the ones that do leave with a $20 inspection because they've kept up on their cars. And just understand, the technicians, don't. This is the worst part of our job, is to have to go out there and say, you have to do this or you can't leave with your car. I mean, that's like, that's not fair. We'd rather tell them you should do this, and safety-wise, you should do that no matter what.
Yep.
But we don't like telling people you have to. And so it's the worst thing. So we want to be part of the solution, not part of your problem, right? Yeah. So please don't make us part of your problem, is all I'm going to say. Like, I'm telling it from the bottom of my heart.
We're following guidelines. That's all it is. Yeah. You know, there's that book that says, this is how it has to be done.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
And you want us to, because we follow the same thing on your labor guide. We follow the same, but we don't blast your parts and mark them up 55 times. Like, we don't that stuff.
Right.
So we follow those guidelines for you as well. And so you want us to, we are really by the book business. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
And you want us to be.
Absolutely.
Except for the owner's manual of your vehicle when it comes down to maintenance, because it's not true. Yeah. And I can prove it.
Right.
Seriously.
Stan Andruski is here, Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Hey, Robbie, since you oftentimes are the guy on the other end of the phone line, Monday, if somebody needs to get in there, it's either you or Chris, but remind everybody what the phone number is over at Certified, if you don't mind.
Yeah, 804-553-9777.
All right, so we're going to give the answer, I think, to the trivia question. I think we got time for one or two cartoons.
Woo!
And I also want you to not brag, but let everybody in a little bit on Shop Fix Academy and why it is so vital to your industry, because it's really, really, really making a difference, and it benefits those of us who are consumers as well. All right, your last chance to venture a guess to the trivia question. There's no B under the bonnet. Before 1970, you could say that most cars had E and C under there, but since then, you're more likely to find F and A. You are in the garage.
Ha ha! That's my boy, Adam. Yeah. You're my boy, Blue.
Where's my glasses? I need my glasses.
The glasses. Everybody was putting on the Everybody started putting on their sleep apnea masks. They have like these old guys.
The CPAP.
Yeah, you see it? They have these old guys with like hair. And I'm not going to laugh because I need a good mask. But they have like carry chest and they're playing a song and they're strapping on their mask.
Do the
it
old
went viral. Saluting, taking off. Oh my gosh, it's such a funny video.
Because
you just
it.
See guys just being guys, just having a blast doing it with their sleep apnea mask.
That is too funny.
I haven't found a guy that hasn't won a fighter jet yet.
No. They actually gave that away. One of the vendors at ShopFix gave it away where you get to go see where they were all done. You get to go up in one of the planes.
Do you really?
That was all you had to do is go around, and I wish I did now.
See the actual plane that was in the movie?
Yeah. All the planes, yeah.
Nice.
And they're flying it, yeah.
That is nice.
We're flying one of them.
All right. Well, listen, Joey and the Fan is the first guy today to be courageous enough to think he's got the answer to the trivia question.
All right, sweet.
All right, so we're going to let him give it a shot, and if he doesn't get it, man, then we got to give the answer. Joey, good morning.
What up, Joey?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Okay, I just go ahead and first I want to ask Stan about the Hyde Church. They're doing this restoration project. I would just like to know the address of the church to volunteer. If you could shoot that out on the air, that'd be beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Hey, Joey, hang on a second, because I actually spoke to Pastor Josh the other day about this. If you go to their website, they have posted all of the projects that they are doing throughout Central Virginia, and you can pick one. So that would be the best bet. Jump online, and you can just Google the Heights Church
in Heights Church RVA, right?
Yeah, HeightsChurchRVA.com, and they've got them all listed there. So that's the best way, probably the best way to do that. Now, you are courageous, and my gosh, you've won trivia before. So let's see. There's no B under the bonnet. Before 1970, you could say the most cars had E and C under there, but since then, you're more likely to find F and A. What's the answer, Joey?
I'm just going to shoot a wild guess out there because you've stumped the king of trivia, but I'm going to say fuel injection.
Fuel injection. All right, Stan,
at least he tried.
It?
Yes.
Wrong,
Joey.
Wrong.
We can say it to Joey because Joey don't have feelings.
Yeah, he has Joey's
feelings.
And he's won everything else.
I know. Nah, Joey. All right, look.
He's a winner.
He is a winner.
You're a winner, you're a winner.
You're a winner. But all right, it's the horn. There's no B under the hood bonnet. Before 1970, the notes that were under
Robbie,
the
what's
hood
that face for?
On horns.
The horn's under the bumper.
What?
Yeah. That's where the actual horn is.
Minova is not. Minova's right underneath.
No,
well,
right
most of them are still underneath the hood, even though
it's
the bumper.
But it's still under the hood.
Oh.
The bonnet. All right.
He's a youngin'. He don't know. I know. They were under the hood for the longest time.
Jeez. Well,
he'll get it one
anyway,
day.
Since 1970, the notes have been F and A instead of E and C. And there's never been a B under there. So you see what I'm doing there?
See? A, B, C, D, E.
Boy, You know, Stan,
horn.
I don't know.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
Yeah, I don't know how to say this. I've never, in all the years I've known Robbie, seen this face on him.
Because, no, he was.
You're coming through a metal detector time, he man. Just, I'm having a TSA pat down.
They pulled me aside.
I'll bet they did. Because you had that look on your face.
Yeah, like,
oh, he's one of those guys that drives a Ford.
That's
he's
right.
He's got to have a pocket knife somewhere.
You know it, or nail clippers or something. All right.
I was hoping, but no.
All right. So listen, Stan, I want to, real fast here, I want to talk a little bit about the Shop Fix Academy, and then we're going to have time to sneak in a couple of cartoons. And I'm also going to remind you, a good friend of ours, I had a couple of moments yesterday with our friend Billy Kane from A Plus Roofing.
Yes.
And Billy was over at Jake's place getting some lunch with somebody else. He said, hey, can you swing by and just say hello? And this gentleman, in fact, he met because he got Eraser Spacer up on his roof.
It's working today,
and he's just
boy.
Thrilled. So you've got Eraser Spacer yes. on your roof, right?
I was so happy to see that rain yesterday. I was like, it's going to get it even cleaner.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a brand new roof. And it's been a few weeks. So every time it rains, it's looking newer. And Billy just does such a good job. The garage is next. So, we're going to do the garage. Can't wait. I mean, my shingles haven't looked this. I got up there with the power washer 2 years ago, ruined half the shingles, and this thing is just like bringing them back. It's insane.
Yeah, this is Billy Kane's patented invention, Eraser Spacer. I talk about it
so
all the
smart.
Time. It's got copper. It's concealed, so you don't actually see the copper.
Nope.
But every time the rain comes over it, it kills the algae that causes the black streaks, cleans off the black streaks, and then this is the most important part, actually. It's almost like applying a sunscreen to those shingles.
It is.
And they can last 20, 30, 40, 50 years longer than you'd expect it.
It's
so,
incredible.
Yeah.
You would never think it.
No, you wouldn't. And Billy wasn't looking to do that. He was looking just to clean the streaks. But if you want to touch base with Billy during the week, it's 804-752-0008. 804-752-0008.
Fantastic company, y'all.
Yeah.
He will go backward, bend over backwards
absolutely.
To take care of his customer.
A+Roofing.com. Hey, so do us a favor, just like in 2 minutes, if you don't mind.
Yep.
Talk about Shop Fix Academy, because you guys, both you and Robbie and Megan, you were out in Tennessee for like the whole week. You're meeting with some of the best auto repair shop owners in America.
Business minds as well.
Yeah.
You're going to need more than 2 minutes.
Well, but I'll do I'll do the best I can. So here's the deal, right? I'm a kid from Boston. Dad left when we were young, had struggled with alcoholism, abused. I had all this bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? Point is I came from that and being on welfare and eating welfare cheese with mom and being hungry.
Yeah.
To come in here with people that we had people that are multi, many time millionaires. And all that matters is not just that. They're phenomenal people.
Yeah.
That want to share and that want to help the world. So everybody thinks people get a lot of money and they get some do, right? But not these people. Like these people will give back with every ounce of their lives and energy. And just if you're a shop owner, right? So this is going to go a little different because I know we do have shop owners that listen and technicians that want to have their own business. Megan and I fast forwarded 40 years in about two.
Wow.
I mean, literally the stuff that they've taught us, I can tell you there are local businesses that still don't know how to run their business like this. And it just takes it. A couple of these guys, including Aaron, realized how hard it was for shops to make money or live their dreams or really make money at all.
Yeah,
they were robbing Peter to pay Paul every single month. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it right, you don't realize it, but you have to do it perfect or you will be doing that every month.
Yeah.
So they just teach you that. And then they teach you parts and they teach you with all this COVID, they showed you how to get through it.
Right.
And they have become, there's all these big corporation training companies. This conference was the biggest automotive training session in the world.
Wow.
And Aaron has accomplished it in about 2018 they opened, but they had 200 when we joined back in 2020, and they have they had over 1,200 people there.
See, and this is the beautiful part. We're talking about the business end of it for you guys, but here's how it benefits those of us who are consumers. You're seeing more honest, ethical shop owners. So they're not looking to rip anybody off. They don't have to worry about what's coming due this month or that month. It's a profitable business. They are hiring the best people, all sorts of great ideas being exchanged in terms of repairs as well. And you talk about giving back. Of course, the Heights Church, Pastor Josh put this together a while ago. He told me it was the seventh year now. Now it's a whole week, RBA week, and Stan and Robbie are actually headed over to Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico after the program as part of the Fresh Start program.
Not a good day to come, though, because it's not open for everybody else.
No. But,
so we're going to be busy taking care of these ladies.
But just a great thing that they're doing to give back to some single moms in our community. All right, we got time for a cartoon. Or two.
Tune. Okay. Let's go.
All right. Let's go do cartoon number one.
Me and Robbie on the same team?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like that look.
Well, before I could walk, I had a wrench in my hand. I was my mama's little angel, my daddy's second chance. He went end over end. The first year he went
no
through,
idea.
And he
no, but I love it.
Okay.
Never heard that song in my life, but
all
I like
right.
it.
Adam, stop playing that right now, and I'll tell you what we're going to do, guys. I'm bringing it back next week, and we're going to play more of it, because this is a song, quite frankly, about a great auto tech. I kid you not. So
I like it.
We'll share it next
week.
So
I can't listen to it again until next week, because I don't know what it is.
That's exactly
Thanks,
right.
Jeff.
Ah, you're welcome. All right, listen, that's it, gang. We're out of time.
Already?
Have a great weekend.
Love you, Virginia. Love you, Heights Church. Let's go.
Sure do appreciate you dropping by. Remember, if it rains, your lights go on with your wipers. Always use your turn signals. Don't forget to buckle up too, okay? You got to be safe so we can see you next Saturday, right? In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.